is sort of the lead. So you do the lead. First tune is me. I have to put my cell phone down. I'll start here.
Okay.
And then shall we just rotate clockwise?
Hey, Tom, you're going to lower the lid to the short thing to balance out the other two pianos? It'll drown. Yeah, that little tail post on the side there. There you go. It'll help balance all three of them.
One, two, three. How's the balance, Rob? It's okay. It's not perfect. It's perfect. In the volume. Gentlemen, welcome to Three Pianos on Fire. We have, to my left, Tom Breyer. And in this corner, the champion from Southern California, Pat Aranda. And I, Frederick Hodges from Northern California, will hold up this end of the tent. And we were going to start out with a little agricultural rag by Scott Joplin called the Pineapple Rag.
Thank you.
Now, continuing with our theme of bucolic rags, farmer rags, we're now going to do the sunflower slow drag.
As fast as possible.
Look, I'm holding up my end of the bargain here, but you got to help out, boys. Farmer rag. Here we go with the peacherine rag.
You're going too fast. Don't we get a break?
Thank you.
I didn't know how this was going to work with three pianos, but it's working.
Sure is.
I'm not so sure.
Well, that's because I got the vodka. It sounds like it's working.
Well, with all these pianos and fire and all these people in this tiny, tiny room and the lack of air conditioning, Tom told me that we should change the name of this next piece from Scott Joplin's New Rag to Scott Joplin's New Drag.
You first.
We've left the grocery store, and we've gone to the pet store, and we're going to do James Scott's Ragtime Oriole. That's a bird, not a cookie. Virginia.
Thank you.
Give us a break.
You got 11 minutes.
Tell a story. Thank you.
Do you want to announce it, Pat, since this is your favorite tune?
Since this is my favorite tune of all time. No, I do love this tune. I love it when I'm at Disneyland and people say, would you play The Sting? I say, I don't know of any tune called The Sting, but I'll play The Entertainer.
I do this in C sharp.
No. All right.
Thank you.
Wipesy Cakewalk.
Tell a story.
Tell a story.
Sure.
Pat says okay.
Hey, sure. Can we do it in the same key?
Don't bother. It only complicates things. Pat asked me to come up and tell you some sort of story so he can have another drink of vodka. He's hoping someone in the audience will buy him one. I guess that's not going to happen, is it? Well, anyway, here we go. What a lovely rag by George L. Cobb, which has the charming, delightful, and evocative title of The Russian Rag. Slow it down now. Any piece would be slower. And we're going to place James Scott's Hilarity Rag. Thank you.
slow ones here? No, we gotta keep the pianos on fire.
That's right.
Keep our eye on this Tom here. You don't know what he's been saying here backstage. He's wild. He's on fire. Well, now we're going to do one more agricultural rag. This is the dill pickles rag. To top that, but we have to, because we have one more number. This will be our final number, unless there's a call for an encore, and there better not be, because we don't have time. You just have to come see us in the theater tonight. So, boys, I suggest we play the Maple Leaf Rag! Yeah.
Go crazy on the B string.
Should we tell Tom?
No.
back to the B string and stand there and do whatever.
Okay.
I just told these guys we would do whatever. I'm afraid of what's going to come out.
Thank you.